Friend of the Earth, Africa is having a very important and unique meeting from young activists and environmental defenders from all over Africa. Now we are in contact with Wally, who comes from Nigeria, from ERA, makes part of Friend of the Earth Nigeria. Wally, welcome to Real World Radio, and please tell us about this meeting. What are the principal issues you have reached, and the conclusions and the threats that environmental activists and defenders have in your continent? Very welcome.
Thank you very much for welcoming me to Real World Radio. We had our first full meeting where we defined some terms as relates to youth and youth work in Africa. At this meeting, we tried to define who a youth is. And at this meeting, we also tried to define who a youth worker is. And also, with the course of this meeting, we tend to focus a little bit on environmental justice and what environmental justice really means. So we came to an understanding that there's an historical perspective to the concept of environmental justice issues in Africa and also in the world. We talked about some of the characteristics of environmental justice, and we talked about also the historical perspectives to this justice issues in Africa. So from this meeting, I would want to say we have been successful in a way and completely to be able to define who the African youth is with respect to this project and with respect to what we have in the future in Africa as young people. So basically from this meeting, I would want to conclude and say that an understanding that we've gotten about the environmental justice struggle in Africa and also from our work we've been doing with various groups, we would want to say this meeting has also strengthened our cause that we should always fight for inclusiveness in all our struggle, and we should always fight for justice and equity. And this equity issue should be done in solidarity and interdependence of all humans, all young people that we work with the aim of attaining a sustainable environment that will be good for us and the future generations after us. So really, this meeting today has also enabled us to see and understand the work of our brothers in other parts and spheres of Africa. And it has also shown to us the relationship between our work in our various countries and our work as Africans. So it has also made us to understand that we all have the same issues we are working on. And it has also made us to understand that together we can fight these issues and come to a reasonable conclusion and solution for Africa. So I want to say thanks to everyone who has come to share their knowledge, to share their experience, and to also forge a way ahead for environmental justice issues in Africa. At this time, I would like to stop there.
Okay. And Wally, which are the principal threats to environmental justice and human rights also in Africa, having to do with environmental fight? What are the principal threats and enemies, let's say, you have been discussing and arriving to conclusions?
Okay. We looked at some of the areas, some of the barriers and obstacles that would arise and that has arisen during the course of our work as young people, working with other young people in our organization. And one of the key things that came up was the issue of cultural beliefs. These cultural beliefs in our various works at different times has caused misunderstanding and lack of understanding of the issues on ground, and has also resulted in a form of barrier between us and the people we work with in the community, and also the issues around gender and how the gender is being viewed in our communities and gender roles are being taken in the communities with respect to the young people and the people we work with in our communities has also posed threats to the kind of work we intend to get in respect to environmental justice and environmental justice struggle in Africa. So also we also talked about the religious barriers that exist, only coming from our various beliefs and our various cultural beliefs, and how these have also impacted. So from this meeting, we tried to chart the course on how we can all overcome some of these obstacles in respect to the work we do on environmental justice. And we tried to enlist some of them, which included creating safe spaces for young people, for men, for boys, for girls, for women in meetings. And we also knew from our discussion and our time together that access to information and education has also created a threat to the struggle for environmental justice. So we also said that as part of the solution, we are going to allow for access to information to be shared equally amongst all sexes, amongst all peoples, amongst all gender,